I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Former Environmental Commissioner of Ontario, Diane Sachs, is being named the new city councillor for Ward 11, University Rosedale, according to recent poll numbers. Sachs held onto a small lead of about 130 votes over Norm DePasquale when all 77 polls were counted past 12 midnight. She finished with 8,614 votes, and DePasquale finished with 8,491 votes. Interim Ward 13 Toronto Centre City Councillor Robin Buxton Potts finished in a distant third place with 2,156 votes. Earlier in the election night, DePasquale was announced as the winner by several other media outlets after polls closed at 8 p.m. However, Sachs slowly gained the lead over DePasquale as more polling stations announced their numbers. Finally, she held onto the lead when the last seven polls tallied their final votes. Sachs, her team, and supporters gathered for a party at Victory Cafe in the Annex on Bloor Street West to watch the results live. With the race tightly contested until 11 p.m., Sachs thanked her team and volunteers for their help in the campaign. She also thanked the other candidates in the ward for the race.
I will work tirelessly for the good of the people of the community to the best of my ability. And, I know it would be my honor and my privilege and my responsibility to represent everyone, whether they voted for me or not.
Sachs and her family decided to leave Victory Cafe early before the results were announced. CGRU had an opportunity to speak with Sachs about the campaign and what are her top priorities if she were to be named city councillor.
Diane, how are you feeling?
I am feeling very good tonight. I'm really proud of the campaign that we ran. I'm proud of my team. I'm grateful to my family and to the people of University Rosedale. And whatever happens, it's been an adventure and I'm proud of how we did it.
Mm-hmm. Based on how everything went, did you expect to go toe-to-toe with Norm DePasquale like this?
It was clear from the beginning that the NDP machine were going to do everything possible to defeat me, and they did.
Mm-hmm. And right now, you've mentioned it already to me before, but again for the listeners, if you were to be elected city councillor, what's top of the agenda right now?
Well, setting up an office that works well for the constituents, getting some concrete action. I don't want to say that. Getting some tangible action on housing, things like getting the rooming house bylaw passed and getting the zoning reform so that we have as of right missing middle. And on terms of road safety, we need to get the Avenue Road Safety Study accelerated. It's one of the most dangerous parts of the ward. 5% of all the crashes in this ward happened just north of Bloor on Avenue Road because it's designed to put cars before people. And that takes a lot of lives. We need the Yonge Street pilot to be made permanent, and we need more speed cameras near schools so that kids can walk more safely to school.
Mm. You've mentioned before to CGRU that you want University of Rosedale to be a leader in climate action. Can you tell me more about that, please?
Well, I'm running because of climate. Climate's going to change everything in our lives. But when we get serious about housing and we get serious about how we get around, we get serious about climate. The city has already identified that 75% of trips under 5 kilometers need to be on human power or transit within the next few years. And that will do so many things. It'll clean the air. Air pollution kills more people than crashes do in this city. It contributes to dementia and contributes to learning disabilities. And the more we get people out of personal vehicles and into walking or biking or transit or anything else that doesn't involve 2,000 pounds of metal, the cleaner the air is, the fewer the crashes, the less noisy it is. This is noisy not because of the people, but because of the cars. And a city that has far fewer cars is quieter, that's less stress, it's better for mental health, and it's a better quality of life. So we can improve our quality of life dramatically while decreasing our carbon footprint if we make it safer, easier, more convenient to walk and cycle and take transit. And that means things like we need bike infrastructure just as much as we need sidewalks, and they both need to be clear of snow.
All right, before we go, what are some final thoughts you would like to say to the residents of Ward 11, University Rosedale?
It's been a privilege and an honor to be talking to you for the last 2 years, knocking on doors, meeting you on street corners and parks and on the phone. I appreciate your confidence, I appreciate your trust, and I will do my best to serve you well.
Given the small lead, there was speculation at the watch party that there may be a vote recount. No announcement has been made as of yet. If the results hold, Sachs will be sworn in as Ward 11's new city councillor on November 15th. Since 2018, University of Rosedale city councillor has been Mike Layden, son of the late Jack Layden. Prior to the realignment of the Toronto wards, Layden was councillor for the former Ward 19, Trinity Spadina. When campaigns were announced, Layden publicly endorsed DePasquale during the election. Before entering the Ward 11 race, Sachs was the Ontario Green Party candidate in University of Rosedale and worked as an environmental lawyer. She worked in provincial politics until the office of their environmental commissioner was removed by Premier Doug Ford in 2019. More details to come. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative